Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and God save us.
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and
God save us.
You know, it seems like.
Greetings and welcome once again to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining with us this morning as we bring to you another most beautiful and profound discussion from Imam Shahid Shabbat for your participation. The title of our discussion today will be To Each Human Soul. It's a goal to which Allah turns him. Yes, people, we all have a purpose here on earth. We have a goal. And that goal was given to us by and from Allah. So nobody can say, I didn't know what my purpose here is. Every human soul is here to worship and serve the good of Allah in Allah's creation. Allah says in the Holy Quran, His final book of revelations, that He created the heavens and earth for His goodness and justice. This is also why Allah says He created human souls. Allah says He created the nature of good in all His creation. But because Allah blessed the human beings with a limited amount of freedom, most people feel they have the right to do wrong. They're wrong. They have a choice to choose between right and wrong. And Allah says in the Holy Quran that all the good that happens to humankind comes from Him. That is Allah. And Allah says all the bad comes from the people's self-will. From your self-will. So, if you people want to stop this evil in yourself and this world, you must stop following your self-will and start following Allah's will, which is for the good and unity of all humankind. As you can see, powerful discussion is going to happen today. It's going to be dynamite. And we're ready and prepared for you, Imam Shahid Shabbat, who's teaching hard. It's always on time, always next. Calling me up sometimes ahead of time, making sure that this show is coming on. Very excited about bringing this message to you. This is the Dawah, and he receives his blessing from his Creator for reaching you. Let's have a good discussion today. Let us hear from you. You in the audience. Push that number one button now if you want to say anything, we want to hear from you. And now I give you Imam Shahid Shabbat. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, brother.
Thank you for the introduction. I just want to say before I even get started, I want to give all praises to Almighty God, Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, for such a beautiful day, another beautiful day. Every day is really beautiful in the sense that if you're blessed to live to see another day, and I want to explain this briefly because it's probably never been explained to you like this. The last prophet, Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said, that Allah, or the Creator, Almighty God, He is beauty. And, you know, when we was growing up, those of us 50 or older, we used to always hear this terminology from our people, the beautiful truth. And I used to wonder what they're talking about. I knew they were saying the truth, the beautiful truth, but, you know, as a child, I didn't really know how beautiful Well, what they were saying, they was really saying God was beautiful. Almighty God is true, and he's beautiful. And this is also why in growing up, before I home up with prayer, a group called the Temptations, a singing group, said beauty's only skin deep. That's what they were saying. They were saying a woman in particular may be fine on the outside. The same thing can apply for a man, but so untrue and uncruel and cruel on the inside. So the real person, the real beauty of a person is not in their outside. It is in their inside. It's in the love of Almighty God, a love they have in their heart and in their soul. So with that said, we will open with the opening prayer, Surah, a chapter of the Holy Quran, the final revelations that Almighty God, the creator of all people, the God of all people, revealed to his last prophet 1,400 years ago to bring the world out of what we see today in all this evil in their hearts and minds and souls, a world completely full of evil where they're doing all kinds of evil things, unthinkable things. Right now, it was like that 1,400 years ago. You know why? Because history repeats itself. And the only way they came out of that condition then, and the only way we're going to come out of this condition then, now, is through this prayer right here, what I'm about to share with you. This is the prayer that brought the people out of spiritual darkness. The whole world, they was doing all this corruption stuff they're doing. Men with men, women with women, molesting children, all kinds of evils and wicked things they were doing. Then this is what brought them out of that type of state of heart and mind and brought them back to their senses, which is God consciousness. Consciousness that my God is all good and he created me in his goodness to be like him. And to be like God, God-like is to be good, is to be righteous, is to be just. It's so many beautiful qualities of Allah. So we opening with the opening prayer. We'll start in Arabic and then we'll go into English. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Arrahmanirrahim. Ma iliki yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata mustaqim. Sirata alladhina an'amta alayhim. Ghayr maghdubi alayhim wa dhalin. Amen. We just said, people, translated into English from the Arabic of the Quran, with Allah, our God, the Almighty, Creator, name, the Merciful, Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. All praise is due to the Creator, Allah, the Cherisher and Sustainer of all worlds and all systems of knowledge, most gracious, the most merciful, the master and the ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we seek for aid and ask for forgiveness, because he's the only one can help us. We ask him to show us the right way, the straight way, and to guide us on this straight way, not the ways that are crooked that leads into evil and wickedness. We ask him to protect us from being of those who travel that route and be in, like the sister say, in the self. And our self is our worstest enemy, you see. And our only friend is Almighty God, Allah. So we ask Allah to protect us from being of those who want to do things their way instead of following his will, which is all good. And he say, out of self-will is all evil. It leads us into all evil. Amen. So with that said, we just want to say, people, thank you again, whoever's joining us today. I just want to say that, you know, people, we're looking at this world today, and you can hear a lot of people talking about the problems we got. You hear that everywhere. Everybody's talking about the problems, and how bad it is. Well, you know, that's okay to recognize the problem. But then, even in your personal life, if you recognize you got a problem, do you keep talking about the problem to solve the problem, or do you try to find out a way to solve the problem? Now, you got most people talking about the problem, but very few people sincerely trying to find a way, a solution to the problem. Once you find a solution to the problem, then you got to apply or administer that solution to the problem in order for the problem to be eliminated. It's just like going to the hospital. If I go into a hospital and I say, I'm sick, I'm very sick, the first thing they're going to ask me is, what's wrong? If I tell them, I don't know what's wrong, I'm just sick, they're not going to be able to give me, find a solution to help me. They're going to say, well, it's nothing we can do for you. We don't know what's wrong with you. So first, we as people, we got to know that we are sick. How are we sick? We sick spiritually. We sick mentally. How do you know when a person is sick? And we ain't talking about physical sickness. We talking about the real sickness, the sickness of the heart, the sickness of the soul, the sickness of the mind. How do you know when a person is sick like this here? When they're doing evil things, when they're thinking evil, doing evil, and always talking evil. Huh? That's how you know. It's just like the old saying go. I like to say when we was growing up, a tree is known by the fruits it bears. I've never seen, and we had fruit trees all around in the neighborhood, gardens and there. We had all of that in our neighborhood. And I was the main one climbing the trees, getting the fruits and stuff, nuts and stuff. I ain't never seen an orange tree bear apples. Just as a metaphor to let you know that what I'm saying is this. Ain't no way you can be who Almighty God Allah made you being evil. Because the sister just said in the beginning, the Creator, Almighty God Allah, created the nature of good in every human heart. After he blessed that woman to go through three stages of development, of developing that baby for 9 months, and he blessed her to conceive that child, then at that conception of that child, Almighty God breathes or blows into that child, we'll use in the English language, he inspires his spirit, puts some of his spirit in that baby's heart. And that baby is just like an angel, pure. The baby knows no evil, does no evil, and cannot speak no evil. The baby is like an angel. And the only one the baby knows is Almighty God. Me and a lady were talking the other day, and we were saying, Almighty God, he just lent our children to us. We be talking about my children. If they your children, why can't you stop them from doing wrong? Why can't you stop them from dying? Because they're not yours. They're just given to you as a test and a trial so that you will be able to raise them children up the way that Almighty God wants them to live and go. It's not so like that song said, I think George Benson sang it too. It says, teach the children right and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty of Almighty God they possess within. Huh? You see, that's so beautiful. Show them all the beauty they possess within. But how can you show the children and the youngsters how the beauty of Almighty God, you talking about God, but you ain't living by the word of God, but you want them to listen at you, tell them to do right, but you adults, you ain't living right. We as human beings, we follow by example. We follow by example. We are creatures of influence, and we are also creatures of habit. If any time, even I use myself, when I was growing up 6 or 7 years ago, and I heard that all over the neighborhood people saying to their children, don't do as I do as I say. They were drinking liquor. Most of them were drinking alcohol then. It wasn't too much. It was a little reefer smoking, but mostly alcohol. And they was doing other things, too, that was not godly. Christians in the church, out of the church, yeah. And they would say, don't do as we do as we say. Now, that don't even make sense. And the children, they didn't do just what they say that the parents told them to do. They imitated their parents. We are imitators of our parents, of the adults. And the last prophet and all the prophets and messengers of Allah, of the Creator, said that when you imitate somebody, you become just like them, which means this. At this time, I'm going to conclude. Which means this, if you imitate somebody being evil, if they're negative, if they're bad, you be around them long enough and imitate, you're going to start imitating them. And when you imitate them, you become one of them. You could be a good person. You stay around bad people long enough, you're going to become bad because we're creatures of influence. And on the other hand, if you are bad, you start staying around and, you know, mingling with good people most of your time, eventually the influence of good, which is your natural nature anyway, going to take over that evil, and you're going to come back to your godly given senses, and you're going to become a good person again. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.
Wa alaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. Reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this morning, and as you can see, we're off to a good start with a beautiful discussion today. People, we've got to understand the reason for all these problems that we see today begin with self. We have to examine ourselves before we start pointing fingers. And then we might find we don't have time to point a finger because we're too busy trying to get ourselves together. And all of us combined and not doing right equals to what we see now on this earth. There's nothing but a whole lot of wrong. There are most people are, we might say, as you can say, oh, the world wouldn't be like it is. It's not doing what they were created to do. Not following the will of the Creator. Not following their goal in life for their Creator because they don't know their Creator and they don't know self. So therefore, people, we have to strive to listen carefully to the teachings, apply them to ourselves, and struggle hard if we know that we're on the wrong path to get back on the right path in the right way with our Creator. And I'm not going to hold this up because we do have other guests on the line. I see a beautiful, most wonderful brother, Imam, here from Winston-Salem, I believe it is. It's Imam Abdul Kareem. I'm going to call him on now and see if he has any comments. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah. How's the host and co-host doing this morning?
Doing very well, and thank you for asking, sir.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. I'm glad to be back in town and able to get on the show and listen. And as usual, a reminder benefits the believers. When you trying to do something good and someone else brings you more good information, it's a reminder and it's like it's brand new and it always is going to settle you and put you in your right place. But like if you bent on doing evil, it's going to chase you away. You're going to be scared to hear it. You're not going to want to hear it. You're going to turn off your radio or back away from it because you don't want to hear good when it comes to you if you bent on doing evil like you said. And it's just alhamdulillah.
That's right.
And it's a beautiful thing, brother. When you were speaking, it reminded me And I guess a good question would be, how do you know that what you're doing is evil? How do you know it's evil? Because sometimes we do things and we think it's good, or we think it's neutral. We don't think it has a bad consequence. But if the Lord of the world is telling you it's evil, that's when it's evil. And sometimes you just don't know. I remember when I was younger, long before Islam, and I don't want to, you know, Allah covers your faults, so I'm only bringing, you know, this thing up to try to make the point, or to help with the point. I was with a friend who I worked with, and he had an alcohol problem. And I didn't know him as an alcoholic. I only knew him from work. And he invited me to some place where they were serving liquor and dancing and doing all of that. And so when I got there, it wasn't really my crowd, but I was, you know, with him. So, you know, I figured, okay. So I called another guy who I worked and said, hey, I'm over here, you know, with Fulan with XYZ. And at this place, you know, this bar, this club, whatever thing. And he said to me, what are you doing? I said, I'm just here with him, you know. He said, he is an alcoholic. He said, you're bringing an alcoholic to a place where they sell liquor, and you saying like you're having a good time. He's like, you are harming him. You know, if you care for him, get him out of there. You know, go play cards, go watch the game, go do something else. You know, you harming, you can't bring a person who's an alcoholic to a thing. So here I am thinking, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm with him. He invited me to this party, this thing. But he's an alcoholic. At best, I should say, I'm not going there with you, because I'm not I wasn't an alcoholic. So even if I could have been there, and now that I know my Lord, I know I shouldn't even have been anywhere near the place. But back then, I didn't know any better. So when you don't know you're doing evil, you could still be doing evil when you don't even know you're doing evil. That's why it's so important that we know who our Lord is. We know who our Creator is. We know what he wants from us. We follow what he wants from us because he told our messenger what he wants and what he likes and what he doesn't like. He told our messenger. He told the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I like this, I don't like that. You know, and through the angel Jibril or whatever, he told his messenger Jesus, alayhi salam, I like this, I don't like that. Moses,
right.
I like this, I don't like that. So do this, don't do that. Other than that, if we just go by our own opinions, the Jews were going by their own opinions when they built the golden cow to worship.
That's right.
Allah didn't like that. And Moses said to them, hey, God don't like this, and I don't like this. You know, the Thamud, I can go on and on about the different people, the people, the Quraysh that the Prophet Muhammad was originally talking to. Listen, God doesn't like y'all running around the Kaaba naked or doing whatever things you do thinking it's good. It's evil. It's evil.
That's right.
So we have to follow our messengers. We have to follow this advice. And if I don't have the information and you have the information and you tell me the information, now I have the information. I got to do right now that I know. So I listen
to
a program like this, and the brother tells me, hey, this is evil. If I don't listen, shame on me. Shame on me if I don't listen. So, again, man, I appreciate the message. I'm glad to be a part of, you know, able to listen to the show, and that the sister gives me a chance to share some things that I might have heard or understood that could help. And, you know, inshallah, continue. And I just wanted to make that point that you may not know you're doing evil, but that don't mean it's not evil. That don't mean it's not evil. If somebody tells you, hey, the Quran and Sunnah says that Allah doesn't like this practice of yours, then you got to cut out that practice. And if you're not, you're being arrogant. And arrogant people
don't go
to the paradise. That pride,
no, they don't.
Arrogance, you don't go to the paradise with that. So, Shukran, brother. And please continue, man. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you. Thank you very much, brother. I just wanted to say this right here. This is not complicated at all. It's very simple. The truth is very simple if you have a pure heart. The last prophet, Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and peace be upon all the great prophets and messengers that came, that was sent to us by our Creator to save us from our own self-destruction. This is what they all taught, that all what you just said, all the messengers and prophets taught them this right here. And it's so simple. They taught them, they said, when your good that you do makes you feel good, and the bad that you do makes you feel bad, then you know you're a true believer in Almighty God. Now, that's so simple. And you know we know that to be true because in our individual life, I'm going to share this about me. You know, when I was doing bad, I hadn't gave my life to Allah, Almighty God, in this way of life. Islam is not a religion. It's a way of life for all people. I was out there in the street smoking reefer and stealing and robbing and doing whatever. I told Cheryl with somebody, I like to share this with people. We were smoking what's called reefer then. This stuff they got now, crack and all that stuff, it's to really destroy and eat your brain up quickly, because even though time is limited and it want to eat your mind up so you can't reach your soul, and you'll go to hell with it, take you down to hell with it. So you got to be careful, very careful, like the brother said. But anyway, this is what happened to me personally. I was in the restroom one time. My mother used to pick up, and she said, boy, you stay in the mirror more than a woman. You think you handsome. you think you really look good, don't you? I used to like to dress. Yeah, I used to like to look good, you know, and everything. But she had a point, because later on I had a teacher named Wafdeen Muhammad. He said the same thing, and they both was right. I was in the bathroom one day. I was about 15 years old. I was smoking marijuana. I had that little so-called high. But guess what happened? This is an amazing thing. I looked in the mirror. I looked at myself, and I said, you know what? I said this to myself. I said, you know what? The one I'm looking at in the mirror, all high up and all confused, I say, this is not me. I said, the real me is inside this body. And I said, one day, with the help of God, the Creator, I'm going to be who he want me to be, and I'm going to stop being in this evil way that we're living as black people. I said that, and later on in life, not too long, when I was 19, he blessed it to come true for me. And he'll do it for anybody. He don't have no respect to person. If you want to live right, you have a will. You have a choice. So to answer your question, Brother Imam Abdul Kareem, the prophet said, Muhammad said, when your good that you do pleases you and the evil you do displeases you, it hurts, it troubles your conscience, it troubles your heart, you don't have no peace, then you know you're a true believer. But you look around you today, look at most of the Muslims, look at most of the Christians. Somebody was telling me over in Saudi Arabia the other day, you can't tell it from being out there in New Orleans at the Mardi Gras, or being up in New York City and with all that evil. It is so evil over there. They say, somebody told me, a brother that was over there recently, to say, locusts is the main mastiot over there, you know the name of it. He said locusts just came in there and just was eating the mastiot up.
Yeah.
And then it's supposed to be the holiest precinct in the world. They represent the worship and the purity of worship of the one God for all people. This is the place where the prophet Muhammad established God sense, good sense, the oneness and the unity and the love of all people for the one God and the love of each other. This has become one of the most, no, not one of, the most corrupt place on the planet. But it was already foretold that it was going to happen by Prophet Muhammad. Because, you know, like you said earlier, study history, and history is best to reward all research. I study the Quran. When you study the Quran, you study the history of all the world, and you study the only true book on the planet of all history. You, in the time of Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, in the time of Prophet Jesus, I read the Quran all the time, and Muhammad, in the time of Prophet Abraham, do you know that the people in all of those prophets' times, except Prophet Muhammad, they got the message of God from God, his truth, Allah's truth, but they monopolized it. They took it like this is for us, and we're going to use it to get over on the people, to exploit the people, to control the people. We ain't going to serve with the people so they can be equal with us. Allah said he created the heavens and the earth for just ends and for a term appointed. Just end means for justice for everybody at every end of the earth, east, west, north, and south. Everybody's supposed to be having a just life where they can have what they need, and there's enough on this earth for everybody to live a good life if they want to live a good life. You got people with billions of dollars. They can't spend that in a life, in 10 lifetimes. And they won't share it to try to help the poor all around the world. Why? Because they have sold their souls to their evil and the evil of the devil, Satan, the evil one inside of them for this stuff. And Satan's job, and those who give their life to him, sell their soul for this material world, his job, he missioned them then to go out and try to destroy all human minds and all human hearts that they can with what? Evil, wickedness, and corruption. And not only destroy them with evil and corruption mentally, but destroy them with evil and corruption physically too, before they can even become aware that they even got a God, a creator, and he's inside of them, and they think they got to go to a church or a mosque or some building to find him. They ain't going to never find him there because he ain't in no building. He in their building, they the building, and they don't know this. I do. I know that he put his spirit inside of them. Because it was his spirit was in me too, and I know. So the devil, he already know God. His job is to try to keep us, human beings, from knowing our creator and knowing that he's all-powerful. And even the devil or the Satan or evil to show you people to think evil got control down here on earth, you're wrong. Even evil says in the Quran, the final revelations of the creator, evil, that evil Satan says to people who around here who don't fear doing evil. He said, that may be y'all that don't fear evil, but he said, I fear evil because I fear the consequences. I know the creator can bring me and my followers, the evil jinn spirits, and human beings. And look at the destruction that's happening in this world because people, most of them, refuse to sincerely give their whole heart, their whole life back to the one that gave them life. Even though they don't give their life to him, he still wake them up every day, still give them air to breathe. He still give them food to eat. He's so merciful, but yet most people, he say, are so ungrateful. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. You're listening to that. Yes. They're bringing this message to you loud, clear, and strong. So you have no excuse now, folks, when we sing it. Make sure you pass it on. Make sure you're listening carefully. Remember these teachings. Pass them on. And for those of you in the audience, if there's anybody in the listening audience who would like to comment or ask a question, push the number one button on your phone. Your light will show up. Your number will show up in the studio. I'll be glad to have you to join us. And we want to thank our creator for our Imam Shaheen Chabazin for this beautiful guest, this beautiful brother, who has been with us and has been supporting him and bringing also wonderful message to him, to us. And people will want to let you know we're not here for your entertainment. These are serious times, more serious than ever. The government shut down. Nobody ever heard of what's going on today. That red, those who read, they don't see a red because they don't know what history is all about. But nobody ever heard of a government being shut down. It's still that government shut down, yes. But not for an extended period like this, affecting the people, their pocketbooks, their bills. Most people depend on the government. They have made the government their God. So, you know what? Allah is letting them know who their God really is, who they have chosen for their God. And if they wake up and turn themselves to Allah and all, they will see things change. But they depended on him, this government. And now that they're not getting that money from the government, they don't know what to do. They're becoming fanatic. And they have those who are deliberately playing it up to create this excitement in people, you know. Sensationalism is always a show to make matters worse. They're encouraging it. They keep it going, keep talking about it until the people begin to believe what they hear them say about, oh, you don't have any money, you won't have no food. They don't get out and try to get any food. They don't get out and try to find another work. A few people were going doing part-time work they were looking for, and there were African-American, two sisters. They learned how to make cheesecakes. I believe this is from their grandmother. And they used to make cheesecake. Watch her make cheesecakes with her. And they learned how to make good cheesecakes. So they decided to make up some cheesecakes and go out and sell them and make money. And they were successful. And what happened is Caucasian ladies liked their idea of them being self-sufficient, depending on only self, and not allow this shutdown, government shutdown effective. She gave them $20,000. $20,000 to start off their business. So when you do right, you try to do for self and you have a sincere heart, you know what blessings the law has in store for you. So people, what we're saying is that we got to learn, and they're everybody's saying now, we've got to get this together. This is what happens. We've got to do together. Work for self. Come together. They keep saying come together, but there's still everybody seems to be waiting on another person to move. We still can't seem to get together and come together and work together for self. And there, many people have started. The Muslims, not just the Muslims. There are other groups out here. African-American groups who have started to plan things, to build things, to start business together. But nobody wants to inquire and find out and join them. They want to blame the government. But you can't blame the government. Because law gave you a mind, because of you, your people, that the government's successful. It's because of you, your hard work for them, that they're successful. If you can do for them, you can do for self.
That's right.
We all have a goal that we must turn to, and that goal includes self first. Thank you, thank you. You are listening to the broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. We out to all the Creator. We want to thank you for joining us today. And now I think we'll have a word again from my beautiful Imam in Winston-Salem, Imam Abdul Karim. Is there anything else that you would like to say at this time?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Well put points, good, beautiful, well put points. As far as the deeds go, alhamdulillah, and doing good, I just wanted to add something that you said to what you said, Imam Shahid, about, you know you're doing good, and when you know you're doing evil, you know, because when you accept the message, when truth reaches your heart, you're going to do some things and you're going to feel this ain't good. You're going to feel bad about it. You're not going to feel good about it. So, you know that something is wrong with it. And when you do something good, you're going to know, and you're going to know that you're pleasing your Lord, you know what you're doing is pleasing your Lord, you're going to feel good about it. You know, so you feel bad when you're doing bad, and you feel good when you're doing good. But some points that to add the sunnah, some points of the sunnah and the Quran about the acceptance of good deeds is 3 points. And I'll say the 3 words that are important to the acceptance of good deeds. One is belief, first. 2 is sincerity. So 1 is belief, 2 is sincerity, and 3 is that they have to be in accordance. They have to be at least along the lines of what was taught by the messengers and the prophets. It has to be according to that. So it has to be in line with the good deeds that was shown to us by our messengers and our prophets. So these 3 things are important, and that first one, belief, is more important, because if you do a good deed and you don't believe in Allah, you might not get any reward for it. You're not going to get any reward for it from Allah. You're going to get the reward for that good deed from the people saying, oh, look how great he is. And then your good deeds are going to end right there with the people saying, oh, how great
he is.
That's right. And Imam Shahid is the first one to remind me, you do not need the people saying, oh, how great you are. If they like you, that's nice. Alhamdulillah. You know, if they think you're doing good, that's, you know, alhamdulillah, no problem. But if Allah likes it, if Allah is pleased with you, that's the goal. That's the goal. Believe in Allah. If you don't believe in the oneness of Allah, if you don't affirm the oneness, if you say Allah is 3 or Allah is 4 or Allah is the sun or Allah is Buddha or some statue or anything, if you say that's your Allah, then you could do as much good as you want. That good is not going to count for you on the day of judgment when you really need that good to count for you. It's not going to count. So first is belief, and the proof of that is in Quran. I mean, there's many places, but just one where Allah says in Quran, and I'm saying the translation in English, verily those who believe, first, those who believe that's in the oneness of Allah and do righteous deeds shall have the gardens of Firdaus for entertainment. So those who believe, he told the messenger to say, I believe in Allah, and thereafter be upright, do good deeds,
that's right,
perform good deeds. So say you believe first, and then believe with your heart, and try to believe, and then go out and feed the people, and then go
that's
out
right,
and give the people this good information, and then go out and be good to your mother, good to your father, good to your
yes,
neighbor. Right? So say you believe, and then go out and do these things, and that way they're going to count for you on the scale. If not, you could build cure cancer and build a hospital ward and put your name on it, cure 1 million people, and when you go to paradise, you're going to say, Allah, I cured 1 million people from cancer in my hospital ward. He's going to say, you did that for the people. Get your reward from the people. You want paradise? You got to do something only for Allah's sake. So
that's
right, first one, belief is very strong, and then you need to be sincere. Also, and also, you got to do something in accordance with what the prophets did. So don't let me, you know, see somebody out here standing on one hand or, you know, or dancing, you know, doing some kind of funky dance, and they say, I'm doing this dance for God, or I'm standing on my hands, I'm doing a headstand for the prophet or for God or something. Because if you don't have an example of that good deed that you're doing, then you're just making it up. So you can't just do anything you want and expect God to be happy with it. So those are
that's
my
right,
points. Belief, sincerity, alhamdulillah, and then do something in accordance to how the prophets or how the messengers did it, and then inshallah, God willing, Allah will accept that good deed, and you'll get a reward from him. And when you get a reward from him, you don't have to worry about a reward from the people, because once God tells the angels, I love this guy, the angels go tell everybody, hey, God loves this guy, so you love him. And then
that's
he'll
right,
make the people love you. Exactly, alhamdulillah. Then you got
that's
everything
right,
you were looking for, you'll get it. But you get it through Allah first, not from the people
right,
first. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Very beautiful and well said, brother, Imam. also, as he was talking, I was just thinking, excuse me, I was just thinking, little horse, that, you know, it is so beautiful when you understand that life is good. Why is life good? Because God, Allah, God is life. Now, I've shared this a lot over the years. It may seem simple, but it's not. In this English language, G-O-O-D, good, if you take one of the O's out of that word, what you got left? God. So what am I saying? God is all good. You can't get no good from nobody else. Another thing I wanted to say too, Brother Ma'am, to what you just said, people don't understand, most of them, Muslim, Christian, Jews, it don't matter what you religion or what you call yourself, most people think that they can separate our lost prophets and say, I follow Jesus. Somebody texted me this morning, a young lady I taught in Salisbury, North Carolina. I was trying to teach her that Islam ain't a religion, it's a way of life for all people. And she texted me a message back this morning saying, you're a Muslim and you follow the Quran, and I'm a Christian, I'm a Bible belt, I follow the Bible. So I didn't even really respond to that because I know that she lacked understanding. She lacked understanding because how in the world can you be following some truth different from the truth that I'm following when there ain't but one God and one truth, and that one God sent his one truth through all of his messages and prophets, that one God. And he said, don't make no distinction between his prophets and his messengers. Why? Because they all told his goodness. So like you said, if you're doing something outside of what the Creator and his prophets and his messengers, bro, he said to us, you're doing something that's totally against the will of the Creator, which is against good. You're doing something evil. And he said, all that evil you're doing is coming from yourself. He didn't even say it's coming from Satan. He said it's coming from yourself. And we know it because check this out. We all know this here. We get two voices that whispers it to us all the time. One voice whispers, yeah, it's okay to go on and do that. And it may not be right, but, you know, a little wrong ain't going to hurt. And then we get another voice to say, you know that's wrong. You shouldn't do that. If you do it, something's gonna happen to you. It's just like a stop sign. It says at the end of the corner, stop. If you don't take heed of that sign and you keep going, what's going to happen? You're going to have an accident. And not only will you kill yourself, you may wind up killing other people. Simply because you didn't take heed to what? The signs of the Creator that's all what? Put to his goodness. He got signs all over the creation in the universe, and they all are so beautiful. We see what? Beauty, harmony, and unity all over the universe. Last night I was coming in, I looked up in the sky, I said, whoa, how beautiful as the heavens of the night. Look how beautiful God is. His work is so beautiful. And we can allow his work to be beautiful in us if we only just recognize we're supposed to be doing the same thing that the whole universe is doing, and that is recognizing that our Creator put us here to do a job to help make it better for mankind. And one brother I talked to last night, and he had a beautiful point. In the Holy Quran, the final revelations of the Creator, he said when he created the heavens and the earth, he said he offered the trust to the mountains, the oceans, and the heavens, different parts of his creation to take care of his creation there in the heavens and the earth. And he said all the parts of his creation, they was afraid. They didn't want that responsibility because they was afraid they might not fulfill the obligations of taking care of their Creator's creation down here. And Almighty God say, man and woman, they just jumped on the job, you know, without even thinking about the responsibility. They so hasty jumped on the job and didn't realize that there are consequences that go with you not fulfilling your obligations to the Creator here that are of an eternal nature of evil. Listen, Almighty God, Allah, the Creator of the heaven and the earth, say He created man and woman down here on earth to be custodian of the earth. I worked in a church in D.C. I was the custodian. I kept the place clean through the grace of God, so clean that even the minister and all the people, they used to say, this man ain't here just making money. Some of them were saying, this man is sent here by God. Look how clean he's keeping the floor. You can eat off this floor, and you're good. That's how clean Allah blessed, the Creator blessed me to keep the floors. So, if you want God in your life, if you want to see a change, we were raised up with this, those of us about 50 or older, some younger. Cleanliness is next to godliness. So if you're not clean in your heart, if you're not clean in your soul, and if you're not clean in your thoughts and desires, you don't even know God, even though you say, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Christian, and you fulfill all them obligations. And like the brother said, you be in 20 hospitals and cure billions of people around the world. All of that counts for nothing when you're doing it for self-aggrandizement. You want people to say, oh, that man is great. That woman is great. Look at what they did. Everything that's created is created to please the Creator. And I'm going to give you this answer to that right there so clear. And I'm done at this time. Listen carefully with your heart, with your soul, and with your thought pattern. Deep thought. Deep spiritual thought. The Creator of the heavens and the earth, Almighty God, Allah, the one, the only reality. He said, hearts, do find satisfaction in the remembrance of God, Almighty God. Why do your heart find satisfaction in the remembrance of Almighty God? Because He's all good. You ain't going to find no satisfaction in nothing but His goodness. You try to find satisfaction in the thing he created, them things are dead. He don't want to give them life. So how are you going to find satisfaction in things that are dead? The life of the creation of the heaven and the earth, Allah, the Creator, He's the not only the life of the heavens and the earth, He's the life of every living creature in the heavens and the earth that we can see, and millions of creatures that we don't even know anything about. He is the sustainer of those creatures. He's the merciful, most merciful. And just because He's so merciful on us, in my conclusion, He said, don't take my mercy for granted. That's what most people do. They think because they do a little do evil and they don't be punished for every little evil they do, they think, oh, they can keep doing evil and good things go happen for them. And one lady said that might be on the show, if she didn't, it's true anyway, that's called insanity. When you're doing evil, you're doing wrong, but you expect to get good results out of your wrong doing. That's called insanity, people. So let's come back to sanity by realizing if we want good to happen to us, come back to the goodness of our Creator. He's all good. We ain't got no good in us except that we have His good in us. And I want everybody to understand today strongly that everything created is just creation. In the beginning, when there was no creation, it was just the Creator. And it was His word. And when He created everything and the angels, the heavens and the earth, all He said was, kun, fayakun, be. He spoke the word and it came into existence. And one day soon He's going to speak the word, kun. And everything in this world, in this whole world, going to go out of existence and return back to Him for judgment of how it turned out His responsibility while it was here on this earth, this short time, everything is here. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum Aslam. Walaikum Aslam. Beautiful, beautiful discussion today, brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We want to thank you for joining us, and I see we have two more guests here that have been with us for a while, and I would like to give them something to if they have a comment at this time. They've been here for a few minutes now, and I think they might have gotten in, heard enough of the teachings today to be able to give a comment. And the first guest, this number is familiar, is 202-422-0255. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Assalamu alaikum, my name is Lil Status.
Assalamu
alaikum, brother Status.
Oh, yes, I want to let you know out there that unfortunately, Thaddeus had a mishap. He broke that leg. He got that leg broke. Working, Thaddeus? Something fell on your leg when you were working?
Yes. Yes.
That happened yesterday, huh?
Well, I got injured Friday.
Feeling much better today. You take care of yourself now.
I'm waiting on some medication right now. I got pretty severely injured, but it comes with a job sometimes. But anyway, I'm doing well. Thanks to God. So I enjoyed the discussion. I just got on not too long ago, and so I was listening, Shahid was right, It's like, when you're doing right, you know when you're doing wrong. That voice screams in your ear. And then a lot of times, I've noticed that voice or whatever it is that's talking, that spirit is talking to you, sometimes it's not the good one. Just like, for instance, in 2008, it seems like every time I get injured badly. So in 2008 is when I had that, stab in the heart. There was that one voice that kept telling me to sit down or whatever. And then there was a whisper that kept telling me to walk. And I walked to Howard, and that's what saved my life. You know what I'm saying? So it's tricky. It's just like people are tricky. Everything is tricky, out here. People think you're your friends. They're not your friends. Already this guy has a concocted lie.
That's right.
So that already, just like that, and we're supposed to be friends. Now, I'm friends with the owner of this company, but this is business, you understand? And already, there's a lie, because I asked some questions, and you make a report. Now, they said you was holding it, and you let it go. Well, I'm 155 pounds. How am I going to hold 650-plus pounds by myself? That doesn't make any sense. Really? Okay. But there's cameras there. So back to this, my statement is people are tricky, and a lot of times I definitely do. I feel it in my heart. If I'm around someone that energy is so disturbed, I get so uneasy, I get anxious, I got to get away from you because your negative energy, that bad spirit that resides in you. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying I'm a goody two shoes. At times, That other, because it's two sides. We're surrounded by entities and energies all the time. Sometimes you see them, but you don't know what you saw because you're not trained to understand what you saw. You understand what I'm saying? I know what a pencil looks like because I'm trained to know that's a pencil. But if you don't know what a pencil looks like, you don't understand that's a pencil. So therefore, I've seen things that I don't understand what it was, but I know it was something, So you feel that something as well. Life is funny, and it's all about energies. We're made in the image of Allah. Allah is nothing but energy, a pure energy that never ceases.
Can I cut you for a moment, Brother Thaddeus?
Yeah.
I don't mean to, but I'm the witness of Allah. Allah is not an image.
That's what I said. is energy.
No,
it's love.
No, you did say he's an image also.
He's not an image. He is not an image.
Okay. You good then?
Yeah.
But I have to cut.
Yeah.
I thought I heard it.
You know,
okay, it's no problem. It's no problem.
Yeah.
As long as you said that. Continue.
Everyone says you're made an image of God. Well, there is no image with God because God is energy, and love is energy, and never stops.
That's right.
If you come into a room, you're smiling and laughing. What happens? Everything. Someone else will start smiling, laughing for no reason.
That's right.
That's that energy. Is that not?
That's
isn't
right.
That true? Right.
Yes.
So therefore, so if you think negative and be negative, you get nothing but negative. If you think energy, positive energy, you get nothing but positive energy. Just like right
That's
now.
That's right.
I'm going through what I'm going through. I'm thinking positive. I'm going to have that positive feedback. I'm going to be okay.
That's right.
Feel me?
That's right.
Yeah, I have no choice
yes,
about
I
that.
Do. That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, that's all I wanted, you know, pretty much want to say and say hello to everyone. I haven't been on in a minute. You know, miss the discussion.
Well, we're always glad to have you on, and I appreciate your statement, and it goes coincide with what everybody else is saying. We're talking about the positive and what you're saying, too. The positive is what created the negative.
Isn't that fascinating?
So, you understand? So positive always goes dominate over negative.
Yeah. It has no choice, you know. You know,
it has
like,
no choice. It can't resist it.
Let me explain something. Let me explain how twisted mankind is, and especially different skin tone. They have a person believing that black is bad and white is good. Well, you couldn't have white without the black, because every color comes from black.
That's true.
So you get that. You know what I'm saying? So, and black is pure. It's purity. There's nothing else.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Yeah. So it's fascinating. You can't have any other color without some black in it. Isn't that
That's
something?
Right.
Pigment. Melanin is in everything. Melanin is in everything, man.
That's
Jeez.
Right, and it's black.
You know, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And it's black, too. It's so dark and little and black that you, it's in front of you, but you can't see it with the naked eye.
That's right, yeah. It's fascinating.
Well, thank you, Thaddeus. We always enjoy having you with us, but I see this time. I didn't realize it was moving like this, and I have someone else I would like to call on. They might have a comment they would like to make if they're still on here now. We're going to give everybody a chance before we close out here. We have only a few minutes left. This is a 202-320-2891. Give us your number and tell us where you're calling from.
Is this Sister Amatullah? This is Sister Amatullah.
Oh,
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yeah, I wanted to just make a comment, you know, and just add something to what Imam Shahid was saying. And he made a statement about, you know, talking about the I know I wanted to comment about, you know, just add on to, you know, pleasing Allah, you know, because it's not about pleasing man, you know, and that man sometimes wants to get the approval of other people, you know, and get their amen or whatever the case may be. But truly, you know, if Allah is pleased with what you're doing, that's the most important thing. But truly, I just wanted to say, Jews and Christians, Almighty Allah, that's what Jell said, oh, ye Christians and Jews, you know, believe in what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, believe in what he came down with, along with which was already sent down to you. So yes, he do speak to Jews and Christians, and he commands them also to listen to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to believe in the Holy Quran and believe in what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. It's in the Quran. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alamin. It's in there. We got, you know, more and more you study Quran, you get so much out of it. Alhamdulillah, you know, he relates to all of us, you
That's
know, Christians,
right.
Jews, Muslims, you know, so forth, all ye people, all ye believers, so forth and so on. You know what I'm saying? All mankind. He relates to all of us.
Yes.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Thank you, my beautiful sister. All right, we have about 5 minutes left now. We will give our imam from Winston-Salem another chance to express himself. Imam Abdul Kareem.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So, I mean, alhamdulillah, it all comes back to knowing your creator and knowing your messenger. And the more that you know them, the more that you're going to love them and the closer you could be to them. You know, we were sent here for no other purpose than to worship Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth alone without any partners. So the closer, the more we get to know Allah, the more we get to know his messenger, the more we get to know Allah, the more we get to know the messengers. Like Imam Shahid said earlier, the messengers had the same message. They had the same message. So, you know, they all said worship Allah alone. You can't get the major parts of the message confused and think that you're following the same message. You know, parents have different children. Parents have different children, but they all try to raise the children the same. Yeah, one may be older and have his driver's license, and one may be riding a bike because they're younger. But those small rules don't change what the parents said. They're not going to walk into the parents' house and disrespect the parents because that's the parents' rules. They're not going to accept that disrespect. So we have to respect our Lord and respect ourselves and try to behave in a way that pleases our Lord by knowing what the messenger said, how the messenger acted, what the messenger said pleases your Lord, and what displeases your Lord. So, you know, those things. The brother mentioned, you know, how he knows Allah and, you know, how Allah is energy, or he said something like that. I mean, those things, you know, you just want to know where you got your information so that you can praise Allah in a way that pleases him, you know, so that you can speak of Allah. Where is Allah? In our religion, he's above the heavens. He's above the heavens in a way that befits his majesty. He's above the thrones. Is Allah everywhere? Allah is everywhere in his knowledge. But in our religion, he's not like, you know, you go to the bathroom, Allah is in here with me. You pick up a rock, Allah is under the rock. No, Allah is everywhere by his knowledge. He has knowledge of everything. And you find this information out in the Quran, alhamdulillah. So we know our Lord so that we don't have wrong interpretations that we think are good, but they might be wrong. You know, they might be wrong, or they might not have valid evidence. And they might be right, but you still want to have valid evidence. And even if you're right by accident without valid evidence, you could still be wrong. So you you want to have as much proof. You want to read as much as possible. Get close to your Lord. Know his 99 names and the attributes, even though Allah has many, many, many names. You know, there's 99 of them that they say if we learn them, Allah says you're going to get paradise. And by learning those attributes, you get closer to Allah. So, you know, the closer that we can get, the better that it is for us. You know, the more good information that we can get, the more that we read the Quran, the more that we can understand our Lord, you know.
That's exactly right. And that way
we can, you know, try to get his mercy, because his mercy is not just going to be, you know, you said this before. I know we talked before, and, you know, 99, we mentioned that 999 in the fire and one is going to the paradise. All right. I mean, that means as people who are Muslim, people who say La ilaha illallah, people who believe in the oneness of Allah, we are blessed. We have an opportunity, and if we take that opportunity and act on it correctly, we might get the mercy of Allah. You know, because just like there's a place in paradise waiting for us, there's a place in the hellfire waiting for us too, and we need to avoid that and get to that paradise. And we're only going to get there by Allah's mercy. And we can't guess if we don't need to guess. If there's good information out there for us to know, then we need to find that information and get it. We don't want to just guess on something as important. I don't want to guess when I'm changing my thermostat. I don't want to guess when I'm putting a plug in.
That's right.
The electrical outlet.
That's right.
You know, so
that's right.
Why would I guess about something as important as religion? So, alhamdulillah, we got
right.
the information. Let's act on it. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So we probably have,
thank
what, sister, a minute, you said?
Yes, we have now about 2 minutes left. So I think it's about time to close out for today. Such a beautiful discussion. You just wanted to go on and on. I want to thank all of you, radio listening audience, and all of the guests who came to join us today. We pray a lot that you take back you more than you came with. And we pray that if you did enjoy the talk show today, please pass the word on and let others know and invite them to join us next time. Imam Shahid Shabazz, we're ready for you to close out now.
Okay, inshallah. We be the will of Allah, mashallah, as Allah pleases. We will close by saying, first of all, there is no deity. There is nothing in the heavens and the earth worthy of worship or praise except Allah. Allah means all in all. It means that everything you see and can't see, this one creator is in all of that. And as the brother said, a lot of people misconstrue things by saying, by guessing, and Allah said it in the Quran, most people on this earth, Muslims too, they don't do nothing but conjecture. They guess at what's right and what's wrong. That's why the world in the shape is in, and he said they don't do nothing but lie. He said they are liars, and they guess at things. That's most Muslim, Christian, Jews. That's why the brothers say 999 people, the God, the creator of the heaven and the earth, say on the day of judgment, 999 out of every 1,000 people he created, 999 going straight in the hell because of that. Their own guessing, their own feelings and thoughts, and not following strictly his will, which is through his will and through all of his prophets and his messengers and angels. If you don't follow, line up with those authorities, all the good you think you're doing is no good at all. And we want to say that everything that you see and everything you can't see, the creator of the heavens and the earth, he is the only reality. Even though we can't see angels, and I want to say this, and I'm through in this prayer. This is a prayer. We don't see the air we breathe, but try to stop breathing and see how long you live. So not only is our creator, we our creator, but he's our sustainer. That's why people are Muslims and all people are in the world, they drop in the evil so fast because they have forgot the creator. And when you forget the creator, you forget your own soul. You forget all the good that's in you. And you become a completely evil sin human. In the human body, you become an evil spirit walking around here in the human flesh and form, doing all kinds of evil to destroy the human race along with the Satan. We ask Allah to protect us from the evil that we can see and the evil that we can't see, and keep us of those who are conscious of him all the time. A lot of people like to praise God when they're in certain situations. No, Almighty Allah takes care of us at all times. He keeps us alive all the time. He deserves all our praise and worship all the time. Not sometimes, but when we feel like it, but all the time. All praise is due to the one, the true, the only sovereign creator of the heavens and the earth, the ruler of the day of judgment, Allah. Ameen.
Thank you for joining us today again for the broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the creator. Join us again this time, next time, this same time, and
my friend, your friend,
a great
friend, your neighbor.